as of April of this year, we have a new process now at the DMV, so that if I walk into the DMV and I am updating my driver's license or applying for a new driver's license, the DMV can take all of the information that I provided them and automatically send that information to the Secretary of State in order to register me to vote. So that, as opposed to, you know, a couple of years ago, if I had gone in and they had asked me, would you like to register to vote, they would have handed me an application and I would have had to write down all new information. It's a more streamlined system that we now have in Colorado, so that it's much easier for someone at the DMV to take that information and automatically register the Coloradan to vote.
Now, as you said, that was introduced in April, and yet there hasn't been that much discussion. What was the process to actually get that established in the state?
Yeah, so it's been a long process of working with the Secretary of State's office and also the DMV, specifically just to make sure that, you know, the scripts are correct. There was a lot of back and forth and tweaking in terms of getting the correct language nailed down. And then also, you know, you have to train people who are working at the DMV to make sure that everyone is on the same page, that they are asking the same questions, and making sure that we are getting the results that we are looking for. So, yeah, that's why it's been a longer process, but we feel confident that we've worked out some of the kinks that we had earlier on, and that this is going to be a great new addition to Colorado's voting system.
And so just to clarify, is that for any time you're getting your driver's license, either a new one or a renewal, that you'll automatically be put in, your voter registration will is automatic?
Correct. Of course, unless you say, the person at the DMV will ask you, would you like to use this information that you've given me to register to vote? The person can, of course, opt out and say, no, I do not want to register to vote. But it's more of a streamlined process so that we don't have duplicate information. We don't have, you know, more time and energy and resources that are being taken up in order to register folks to vote. So we're hoping that this is going to, you know, make it easier for folks to register, and it will be more likely that people will to register to vote.
And that seems to be a process that's more in line with many other democracies, particularly in Europe, where you don't have to take any steps to register to vote. It's an automatic part of being in the country.
Definitely. You know, I give presentations quite often to World Denver groups that are from all over the world. And a lot of the questions that I get when I explain our voter registration system is, why do you have voter registration? Why isn't it that everyone is automatically registered to vote, you know, when they turn 18? And I have to, you know, go through the process of explaining that, you know, the United States is a very big country. And the way that we have created our voting system is that it's very decentralized. So the elections are actually run at the county level. And that one of the reasons is to prevent corruption. You know, it's a whole lot easier if you have a centralized voting system and it's all run by the federal government. It's a lot easier to go in and possibly manipulate that information. If you have to go from county to county to county all over the United States, it makes it much harder. So that's just one of the protections that we have in place. And in Colorado, you know, we have a really fantastic election system, one of the best in the country. And the Washington Post actually just called Colorado the safest state to cast a ballot. And that is because a lot of the work that, you know, Colorado Common Cause and other organizations, along with the Secretary of State and county clerk's offices around the state, have been working on to make sure that our elections are run safely and securely.
Well, given what's happening in other states, particularly those that are working to restrict access to the ballots, it does seem that Colorado is really moving ahead, whether it is the mail-in ballots, the automatic voter registration, now unaffiliated voters can participate in the primaries. But what else needs to happen? You know, what would you like to still see change here in Colorado?
Oh, that's actually a good question. Well, I mean, we are going to continue on the path of making it so that every Coloradan can, without barriers, register to vote and to cast a ballot. So every year we, one, proactively work on legislation that makes it so that folks have more options for voting, so that, you know, in addition to getting a ballot in the mail, that you also have a voter service and polling center to go to vote in person, which is important, especially for people experiencing homelessness that don't have a permanent mailing address, to be able to go in and vote in person. So that's just one of the, you know, things that we continue to make sure that we have as many options for voters to both register to vote and cast a ballot. And we will continue to work on that you know, continue to ensure that Colorado is one of the best, if not the best, state in the country for voting.
Carolyn Fry with Colorado Common Cause, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.